Good morning, Ma. How are you?
Good morning, and I'm ready for spring.
Aren't we all? Although, yes. we really didn't have much of a winter, did we?
Correct. No. We were lucky.
Yeah, we can't complain. The official first day of spring is tomorrow.
Wow. Oh.
Tuesday, March 19th, 2024.
That's awesome. You can actually balance an egg on its end tomorrow.
I don't get that. I never heard that.
You've never heard that before?
No, we talk about this on the radio, and I never heard that.
Yeah. Well, then you.
Me either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neither has Gigi.
I think you can do it any day. But what are you going to do?
So you can balance it on your head.
On your head.
Would you say balance an egg where?
On its end.
So you just put it anywhere and it'll balance. Right. I'm going to try it tomorrow.
Bring an egg.
I'll forget.
No, not a hard boiled egg, a regular egg.
Okay.
Not hard boiled.
Okay.
All right, Ma. We are way late. I don't know why, but we are way late getting the complaint email because these complaint emails are technically ones that we received in February.
Yeah. Well, you were away. Things got crazy in this month. So, yeah.
Yeah. So let's start with complaint email number one.
Okay. Bubba, why does Melanie and Bazzy always team up on you and pick on you? I get that it can be funny, but the things they pick on for you are the things that they always do. They say it takes forever for you to tell a story. Oh, my God. It takes Melanie forever to ask the simplest of questions. Richer stories drone on and on and are not well thought out. Yet they both give you blank for taking too long to get to the point. This coming from the two people that still have never gotten to any points. Feel free to share this with both of them. They need to hear it from somebody. Debbie. Well, Debbie, before I get to my comment about this email, this is riddled with grammatical errors. She has verb subject agreement incorrect. She has run-on sentences. Her punctuation is way out of line. But anyway, Debbie, you know, the old saying, do as I say and not as I do. Well, we'll see that they receive your suggestions and take that to heart. If they can maybe cut their stories down a little bit, cut their comments down a little bit, that would help Debbie.
Yeah.
Mel, what is your take on that?
Yeah, I've always tried to work on each day when I have to ask a question to just get to it. Like this morning, like, I'm going to ask you a question. No, just ask the question.
But
don't
you guys
it.
Do pick on me saying it takes me for so long to tell
yeah,
a story.
Oh, yeah, it does.
The two of you, absolutely. But you guys talk longer than I do. It takes you guys way longer to get to a point than it takes me. I agree with her.
Yeah. Thanks, Debbie. That email was long, though. It took her a while to get to her point. But we love you, Debbie. Yes. And we take constructive criticism here.
And we
use it to better ourselves.
But maybe you should take some grammatical classes.
Who, Debbie?
I think so, too. Yeah, Debbie needs something there.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess it just grates on an English teacher's nerves. You know, when you see these errors, you know, you have to say something.
It's like you're still correcting papers up till 1 o'clock in the morning, right?
Look at it this way, Ma. Complain emails keeps you sharp in your game.
There you go.
Good. Thank you. There's a positive.
All right, one complaint email down. This one, I think the next one's about me, I believe. And then the final one is about Melanie. And this person is not happy.